The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
If you're a fan of Game of Thrones, the work of my next guest, I think, will be of great interest to you. She is a jeweller. Her name is Brona Steenson, and she created around 50 pieces for that show. However, her own collection is really noteworthy. She's a stunning range of bespoke jewellery, some of which has been recreated using family heirlooms. And Brona is with me here. Good morning, Brona, and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you.
Now, you have a family business that's been around for a long time, isn't that so?
That's right. We're almost 50 years in business, set up in 1976. And it was originally set up by my parents, Bill and Christina Steenson. They met and married in the art college in the University of Ulster in Belfast.
And what were they both studying? Were they both
doing
jewellery?
They were both studying jewellery, yeah, okay. Jewellery and silversmithing. So
a marriage made in heaven.
Yes. and then they're blow-ins for Glenarm, which is the next village along here. So they moved to Glenarm just after they left college and set up their workshop there. And we are still there. We've moved four times within the one street. But
that's where you manufacture.
So that's where we manufacture.
All the creativity is happening.
Yes, absolutely.
But you have a retail outlet elsewhere.
We do. We have a store in Belfast. Our main store would be in Belfast. And Glenarm has a showroom as well. So there's the manufacturing and the showroom in Glenarm. It actually has a glass wall partition, so you can actually see the goldsmiths at work there, which is something you don't often get the opportunity to do.
Now, tell me how the link happened with Game of Thrones.
That was right back when Game of Thrones was only a pilot series being started in Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland is a very small creative industry, so one of the girls who was working in the costume department at the time was one of my best friends called Donna Hughes, and they had asked within the department whether or not there was anybody locally who could make jewellery pieces for the show, and she put her hand up and said, yes, I know a firm that can do that. Mm. And
they were having some difficulty.
My understanding was, that some pieces were falling apart on set, and they needed something that was manufactured well and that was going to stand the test of all the on and off costumes, etc. So they were needing pieces.
So what was the first piece that you created?
It would have been Robert Baratheon's crown, would have been the first one. It was actually made by my father. He hand cut it out of brass sheet and constructed it up. But we made quite a few pieces for the first series. There was his crown, there was Cersei Lannister's lion necklace, and there was a large breastplate that was made for one of the areas.
Now, what you do in your day-to-day work is the use of precious metals and gemstones.
Yes.
Now, when you're working for the telly, they're not going to put gold on set, are they?
No, but an awful lot of the pieces were made in sterling silver and then gold-plated. So,
okay.
We don't cast in-house in bronze or brass. So yes, the Joffrey's crown was cut from brass sheet, but a lot of the pieces were made in silver. Cersei's crown was silver. Sansa's crown in series 8 was silver, and then Cersei's gold plated. Sansa's was just oxidized. So
now, when they were doing the pilot, little did they know this would become a global sensation.
Absolutely,
and put movie making in Northern Ireland really on the map.
It did, but it was the end of series 3 before it really became a massive thing, which was probably a period of 7 or 8 years, really, between the making pieces for the original series and then it suddenly becoming a big thing. Yeah.
Now, did you then have to start making replicas for sale to the public?
We didn't make any replicas for sale, but what was happening was we got, at the end of series 3, a lot of tourists were arriving wanting to talk about what we did for Game of Thrones, and they were here to see what we did, and we were like, well, it's in HBO's costume department, we don't have it anymore. And they would spend a couple of hours talking to you, and then they'd turn around and go out the door, and they didn't look at our jewellery because we're very different in style, much more contemporary, clean lined work. So it became a little bit of a double-edged sword for us. So I then
loads of people rubbernecking,
and
no money in the till.
Exactly. So I had to approach one of the lawyers in HBO over in New York and get a license to have a product that I can actually sell. So it was
as a Game of Thrones product.
So it was based on what we did for the show, but they weren't exact replicas of what we made for the show. It was
sure. And these were made of precious metals.
These are also made of sterling silver. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And business is brisk, I suspect.
Business is good. Yes. Obviously, COVID affected the tourist trade quite significantly. So the Game of Thrones is just starting to come back, but we are so busy with bespoke work, redesigning for customers. That's what our.
I'll talk to you about your own collection in a moment, but just Game of Thrones. Do they retail your stuff in their own exhibit as well?
No, they don't. No, it's just available through our
They've
own
got
store.
To come to you.
Or, yeah, or
and
our website.
I presume you are online.
Yes, we are online, yeah. Steenson's.com, yeah.
Lots of people from all over the world then want that piece.
They get shipped out all over. A lot goes to America, but Australia and things as well.
Now, it may have been a double-edged sword, if you'll pardon that Game of Thrones pun, but at the same time, it brought your name and your family's name into the forefront, I suppose, of jewellery making, even though it might have been preeminent among those who are in the know, but suddenly you're known to the general public.
Yes, definitely. Obviously, we would be well known within the crafters of Northern Ireland anyway. But it definitely brought us more into people's mind and to a potentially a younger audience who didn't.
Yeah, and if someone is looking for a signature piece, whether it's an engagement ring, a wedding ring, or an anniversary, whatever it might be, they might think of you first.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Talk to me about your own collection. You say your style is contemporary rather than historic.
Yeah, we make much more clean lined and simplified designs. We don't do anything too ornate. It's more almost Germanic in its design. But we have a collection which is called Northern Reflections, which has very stylized imagery off the North Coast, where the beautiful place that we live and where we're currently broadcasting from. And our engagement rings are a little bit different. We don't generally do a lot of clusters or halos, the normal high street jewellers. We try to stay away from that and do pieces that are a lot more contemporary.
Yeah. What's in at the moment? I mean, is white gold or platinum in? Or
Gold has had a bit of a comeback. It was platinum for years, but gold and rose gold has definitely taken a comeback in the last couple of years. We're seeing it far more popular. Pear shapes and oval diamonds are definitely very popular. We're seeing a lot of that.
All right, so business is good. I'm delighted to hear
it. Business is great, yeah.
Now, do you want to mention your online address, your web address? Because there will be people who would love one of those Game of Thrones artifacts and then perhaps be introduced to your own collection in that inquiry.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's thisteensons.com. You can find us on our website and our contact details are there as well if anybody wants to get in touch. Bespoke work can be done as well, so it's not just what's on the website.
So if you had, for example, a ring that you wanted refashioned?
Yes, we do a phenomenal amount of that. It's becoming far more popular.
Auntie Nellie's emerald, it can be crafted into something contemporary and
exactly,
beautiful.
Exactly, yeah. We'll melt down gold, rose gold and yellow gold. We can melt down and reform into a new shape, and we can take gemstones that from old rings and reuse them into a new design.
It's called sustainability and recycling.
It is. It's definitely in the forefront of most customers' mind these days. So, yeah, it's very popular.
Very good. Thank you very much for joining us. Brona Steenson, owner of Steenson's Jewellers, jewellers to Game of Thrones and other eminences.